This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. While the Bush administration has focused on Afghanistan, there's trouble next door. Pakistan and India are building up troops along their common border. U.S. diplomats are working to ease the crisis, but are finding themselves in an awkward place. Pakistan has been a key ally in the U.S. war on terrorism. India blames Pakistani-based militant groups for a terror attack earlier this month. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary of State Colin Powell is sending out a clear signal to Pakistan that he wants to see more action against Pakistani-based terrorist groups. Powell added two groups that are fighting to end Indian rule in Kashmir to a list of foreign terrorist organizations. Now the U.S. can freeze their assets or deny visas to any of their members. India accuses the two of being responsible for a bloody attack on India's parliament December 13th. State Department officials, though, are careful not to side completely with India or to push Pakistan's president, Pervez Musharraf, too hard. Carl Indeferth, the former Assistant Secretary of State for South Asian Affairs, who now teaches at George Washington University, argues Powell must walk a fine line in dealing with the two nuclear powers.
The U.S. understands that India needs to see action taken, and the U.S. supports action being taken. At the same time, President Musharraf is in a difficult situation. We have to give him a little bit of time to address this. He can't do all of this at once. He has already crossed one Rubicon by joining the U.S. in the war on terrorism and the Taliban.
These thoughts were echoed by a former U.S. ambassador to Pakistan, Robert Oakley.
2 months ago, we were very, very worried about Pakistan's internal stability and whether Musharraf could hold the line in dealing with the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda. He's shown himself able to do that. But dealing with the Kashmir problem is something different. And these organizations, unfortunately, have achieved the aura of being freedom fighters, which makes it all the more difficult for Musharraf to deal with them.
Secretary Powell called President Musharraf yesterday and spoke by telephone with India's foreign minister. A State Department spokesman says Powell is urging both sides to show restraint. It's a message the U.S. government has often taken to India and Pakistan in the past, trying to bring the two nuclear powers back from the brink of war. This time around, it's all the more difficult as the Bush administration fights its own war on terrorism and tries to have a consistent policy. Persuading India to back down in its battle against terrorists is proving hard.
The Secretary of State is really sort of holding the dam from breaking.
Shireen Tahir Kelly is a former U.S. National Security Council official who now heads the South Asia program at the Foreign Policy Institute of the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies. She hopes the military buildup and belligerent speeches we've heard from both Pakistan and India in recent days are just posturing. As she says, it would be a nightmare to think of yet another India-Pakistan war, while the United States focuses on its unfinished battle against Al-Qaeda.
You've already had zero contact between the two governments, continuing problems in Kashmir, and the war of words between the two governments. And now it's sort of being ratcheted up on the military front. The chances of something awful happening if this keeps going on, simply by mistake or inadvertently, is huge.
U.S. diplomats then will have to work hard to keep a lid on the rising tensions and open up channels of communication between India and Pakistan. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.